Yo, this is Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses.
Hey, this is Carmen Electra.
Hi, this is Daryl Strawberry.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Hi, this is Don Sally.
Hey, yo, Hulk Hogan here.
What's up? This is Beyonce. I got a great show lined up for y'all.
Hey, yo, let's get this party started.
The Sports Beat.
You know what? Let's keep it hot.
The Sports Beat
is off the chain, man.
The Sports Beat.
Download the podcast now.
You're listening to The Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. Happy Monday! Wow, we have got a great show for you. As you are listening to us on WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key, out of Noonan, Georgia. I'm so glad to be here. Had a great weekend. And there's a lot to get to when it comes to the world of sports, local and national. As I continue to do this show going on 4.5 years, I am just truly blessed to give you the sports content that you deserve. And by the way, this is episode 842. You know, I actually placed a goal in the beginning of the year, and I don't know if I'm going to reach it. Probably in 2 years I might reach it. I'm trying to reach 1,000 episodes. And that's why I try to do these shows at least 5 days a week. But I've been truly blessed to be a part of Georgia Alabama Sports Live, which we are about to approach our 1 year anniversary. And I had a great time not only calling the championship game with Thrift Behringer for Calvary Christian over the weekend, but also I want to thank Brett Taylor for giving me an opportunity to call soccer championships down in Macon for the GIAA.TV. So I had a busy weekend. I will get into that. But we got to talk about the Atlanta Hawks pulling off the improbable. They will get the overall number one draft pick in the NBA draft. Unbelievable. They had a 3% chance at the draft lottery, and they are going to have the number one pick. What's going through everybody's mind as a Hawks fan? Is this a move that could put the Hawks over the top? And I will get into that. We also have NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, Braves and Mets series, as the Braves take 2 out of 3 against the Mets. And we have high school baseball championships this week. And I'm also going to have my two-a-days. The two teams that I'm featured today, Chatco and Callaway. All right, let's go ahead and start things off with the busy weekend that I had. By the way, congratulations to the Glenwood Gators. 24 state championships as they close out the chapter in the AISA as they defeat Lee Scott Academy 7-5 in the winner-take-all Game 3 on Friday, which was moved to Friday. It was supposed to be Thursday. I was supposed to call that game. Instead, I got up and I drove all the way up to Milton High School, my old stomping grounds, as I stayed in Woodstock, Georgia with family. And Calvary Christian was taking on the King's Academy up at Milton High School for the GAPS 2A state championship. And you caught that on Georgia Alabama Sports Live. Friday was a great doubleheader on Georgia Alabama Sports Live. Thrift Behringer and Matthew White called the Glenwood Lee Scott Championship. And then right after that broadcast, we jumped right into Calvary Christian's championship with the two-game series with the King's Academy. And Calvary won the first game, 8-3, no problem in that game. And then how about Carson Ward and just an incredible pitching performance as Calvary ends up winning game 2. 1-0. And by the way, the MVP of that day was Thrift Behringer. To finish the Glenwood game in Montgomery, to drive 3 hours up to Milton and help call the game in game 2 And we were able to get the interviews, and it was just a great night in Georgia Alabama sports live history. And then waking up Saturday morning, driving all the way down to Macon on the campus of Stratford Academy, where the GIAA soccer championships took place. And I had the privilege to call the games on GIAA.tv with legendary coach Rhett Farmer. And we had great chemistry. It was a great broadcast. The 2A Girls Championship, Central Fellowship Christian, they end up getting the win over Westminster Christian. And then the 2A Boys Championship, you had Westminster Christian, ended up getting the win over Trinity Christian. That game was a little bit more exciting. It was 3-2, and they got a goal at the last minute, Trinity Christian did, just to make it interesting. The 3A Girls Championship, this was just a great soccer match as Frederica Academy ends up getting the 1-0 victory over Westminster Schools of Augusta. And then the fourth and final soccer match was an instant classic. Westminster Schools of Augusta ends up defeating Holy Spirit Prep on penalty kicks. I mean, this was 2-2 after the first 20 minutes. I thought this was going to be just an offensive showdown with these two incredible soccer teams. And it went to penalty kicks, and Westminster Schools of Augusta ends up winning the championship over Holy Spirit Prep. Now, I wasn't able to call the games on Friday. We did have the 4A championship on Friday in Macon, and Rhett Farmer was on the call for that. The girls 4A championship was the Battle of Columbus. Brookstone ends up beating their longtime rival Pacelli 2-0 in the first game. The championship for the boys, the 4A championship, Stratford Academy was able to defeat Pacelli 3-0. Pacelli was the defending GIAA champions going into the match. What a great weekend of local sports. And to top it all off, on Mother's Day, had big-time NBA basketball playoffs. I wasn't even aware that the lottery was happening before the Knicks-Pacers game, but it did. And I'm looking on my phone, and lo and behold, I see the headline. The Atlanta Hawks win the NBA draft lottery, and they will select number one in the 2024 NBA draft. By the way, I immediately searched up the DeJounte Murray trade because they traded away three first-round picks. And I'm hoping, oh, this is the even year because they gave away their 2023, 2025, and 2027 first-round draft picks for DeJounte Murray. Man, did they get lucky. 3% chance to win the lottery. And the Atlanta Hawks are going to get the overall number one pick. Now, this draft class is not as strong as previous years. A lot of experts are comparing this draft class to the 2013 draft class. I mean, by the way, that draft class did have Giannis in it, by the way. But Alex Sarr is the number one prospect, the 7'1" Frenchman. He has got all the skills of a big man, a rim protector, but he can also dribble and shoot past the perimeter. I think he is going to be an all-star. And I think the Hawks could use a big man that's an all-star that is going to give Trae Young some confidence. I still think they keep DeJounte Murray. They let them figure it out in the backcourt because now you've got your defensive stopper, your rim protector. And I'm going to go through the Hawks draft picks over the past couple of years because last year they drafted Kobe Bufkin with the 15th overall pick. 2022, they ended up drafting A.J. Griffin. Still, the jury's out on A.J. Griffin. I'm not sure if he can be a contributor for the Hawks. And then in 2021, Jalen Johnson, what a draft pick, with the 20th overall pick. I think Jalen Johnson, he has gained so much strides. I think that Jalen Johnson is going to be the starting power forward going into the 2024 season. He is just his improvement. If you look at his numbers, I mean, he was a candidate for most improved player this year. He went from averaging 5 points a game to 16 points a game. Jalen Johnson has had the biggest improvement. I'm just shocked that he didn't win most improved player of the year for this basketball season. 2020, with the sixth overall pick, they drafted Onyeka Okongwu. I'm still not sure if Okongwu is just a role player or if he is going to end up turning into a star. He has been inconsistent. Onyeka Okongwu, even though his points continue to increase, he is averaging 10 points a game. He's not considered a bust, but he is not going to be an all-star. And when you're selecting a player with the sixth overall pick, I mean, I know that that is what you're hoping for. The 2019 picks of DeAndre Hunter and Cam Reddish. Cam Reddish is not even on the team anymore. He did have signs of greatness, especially in the 2021 playoffs, but he's not even getting any playing time with the Lakers. And then 2018, the staple of your franchise. I mean, say what you want. It's in the past. Atlanta Hawks fans can complain about the Luka Trae Young trade, but it is done. Trae Young is your franchise, and you got to build a team around Trae Young. As for the coach, is Quinn Snyder going to be here? Do the Hawks want to go in a different direction with a different coach? I think that everything is all good now for the Atlanta Hawks because I do believe they're going to get Alex Saar. I don't think they're going to look at other options in this draft because if you look at the scouting report with this draft class, Alex Saar is the player that has the biggest potential to be an all-star. And the Atlanta Hawks are about to get an all-star. And I think that puts them as one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference. So yesterday afternoon, the Indiana Pacers ends up evening the series with the New York Knicks 121-89. I mean, this was a blowout. The Knicks were shorthanded. Jalen Brunson didn't have a great game. Alex Burks led with 20 points, and they didn't have Mitchell Robinson. They didn't have OG Anunoby, and the Pacers just had a little bit more depth, and I think that home court really is a huge advantage for the Pacers when you have Tyrese Halliburton and Pascal Siakam and TJ McConnell and Obi Toppin coming off the bench. The Pacers get a little bit of confidence, but the Knicks know they're going back to the Garden. They need to find a way to get their stars back in the lineup because these injuries are taking a toll on the Knicks, and now it's tied at 2-2. The Denver Nuggets, I written this team off, and I want to apologize to the champs because I said it was over when the Minnesota Timberwolves took a 2-0 series lead against the defending NBA champions in Denver. The series was going back to Minnesota. I got on the show last week and said, well, the Nuggets would be lucky if they at least get one in Minnesota. I think that the Timberwolves are going to go up 3-1. I still thought this series was going to go six games. It's 2-2 going back to Denver. I think Denver takes control of this series. You never want to count out the champions. And Nikola Jokic, he has proven why he is the MVP. He is the best player in the world. 35 points. There was no stopping him. Even Aaron Gordon, who's been a defensive specialist, with 27 points. And to be honest with you, Jamal Murray, who had a terrible game in game two, was able to come out and impose his will. If the Timberwolves want to get back, and you know, by the way, Anthony Edwards with a playoff career high of 44 points, somebody other than Anthony Edwards for Minnesota needs to step up. I mean, Karl Anthony Towns, Rudy Gobert, Jaden McDaniels, Mike Conley Jr., you got to step up. And I thought that Minnesota's specialty was defense. Denver ends up putting up 115. They're going to have to make the adjustments. I still think this goes seven games, but Denver has got the momentum. They've got the advantage because it's now tied 2-2, and they get home court back, which is very important. Looking at the games today, the Boston Celtics lead the Cleveland Cavaliers 2-1 in the series, and then the Dallas Mavericks lead 2-1 over the Oklahoma City Thunder. I think the Thunder are just too young. I think the Mavericks, with the superstars of Luka and Kyrie, they are playing on another level. I think the Dallas Mavericks get to the Western Conference Finals. If the Timberwolves do not make adjustments, because they're capable of beating Denver in Denver, I think Denver controls this series and wins it, and it's going to be Dallas and Denver in the Western Conference Finals. Time to take our first break. When we come back, I'm going to break down the championships for high school baseball playoffs for all classifications in Georgia and Alabama. You don't want to go anywhere. It is the Sports Beat with Richard Holders, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live, and we will be right back.
Yeah! Stick around.
Active Pest Control offers the best services and prices to protect your home, offering both monthly and quarterly pest control services, plus specific services like bed bug, German roach, and flea control. Even if you can't see them, insects are all around you 24/7. Active Pest Control wants to be the first line of defense. Active Pest Control, repair, bond, best termite coverage around. Active Pest Control, 34 Jefferson Street, Noonan, 770-954-9941.
It's the best in sports and entertainment, and get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill, each and every morning, right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey, and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Fridays, right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tune in each Sunday morning right here on WQEE 99.1 FM for The Key for Help from a High with Bishop Daniel Hardaway Sr. of Redemptive Life Worship Center at 9 a.m. Hear the Word of God and soak it in. You can join us for our live Sunday service at 10 o'clock a.m. till 12:30 p.m. at Redemptive Life Worship Center at 2265 Highway 54 in Marlin, Georgia. Have a blessed week.
We're back here on the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge. How is your Monday doing? I hope that you are having a great Monday. We've got a busy week of high school baseball championships in all classifications. The gaps have already wrapped up, but we've got the GHSA, the GIAA, and we've got the AHSAA. So in the books, Glenwood, your champions of the AISA, 24th championship in school history, defeating Lee Scott Academy, their longtime rival. Lakeside School ends up winning a championship for 2A for the AISA, and then Lowndes for single A. Over in the gaps, Calvary Christian, they are your champions. Vidalia Christian Academy are your champions for single A for the gaps. All right, GHSA, we're going to start with 7A because the defending champions, Lowndes, is back in the championship, which, by the way, will play May the 17th at Couray Field in Gwinnett County. They are awaiting the winner of Grayson and Brookwood, who are in a winner-take-all Game 3 today for the right to head to the 7A championship. 6A championship, the defending champions have been defeated. Pope goes in and beats Housen County 7-4 and 1-0. And then how about the Etowah Eagles defeating Blessed Trinity and getting to the state championship for 6A? So the stage is set. Pope and Etowah, May the 18th in Couray Field for the 6A championship. Loganville, the defending 5A champions, they will take on Cartersville, and that will take place May the 16th at Couray Field. And those are game ones, and then you'll have game two, and then game three if necessary. Over in the 4A championship, the Stars Mill Panthers out of Fayetteville, Georgia, ends up knocking off the two-time champion North Oconee Titans, and they will await the winner of Holy Innocents Episcopal and Cherokee Bluff. They are playing in a winner-take-all Game 3 today. The championship game will be held May the 17th at the Rome Emperor Stadium in Rome, Georgia. The 3A championship is set. The defending 3A champions, Harlem, is taking on Calvary Day on May the 17th in Rome. The defending 2A champions, North Cobb Christian, they will await the winner of Mount Perrin Christian Academy in Appling County as they will play May the 17th at Georgia Southern. The 1A Division II championship, Charlton County, the defending champs, taking on Lanier County May the 17th at Georgia Southern. And then the defending champions for 1A Division I, Prince Avenue Christian, taking on Tallulah Falls May the 17th at Georgia Southern. The GIAA championships are set, and they are going to start on May the 16th down at historic Luther Williams Field in Macon. You know, the home of the Macon Bacon. They've had minor league baseball there for years, including the Macon Braves. Macon is just a great site for the GIAA baseball championships. And it's going to start 10 o'clock in the morning with the single A championship. So what will happen is game one will be on the 16th. Game two will be on the 17th. There will be a game three if necessary, if the series is tied at one apiece. That time is to be determined on Saturday. But you got your single A championship, Flint River Academy Wildcats out of Woodbury, Georgia. A big shout out to Joe Howard, the voice of the Flint River Academy Wildcats. They're taking on Robert Toombs Christian Academy, which is a rematch of the football championship, by the way. Game one will be Thursday, 10 o'clock in the morning. The 2A championship is going to be Gatewood taking on Edmund Burke. That will take place at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The 3A championship will be Valwood taking on Terrell Academy. That will take place at 4 in the afternoon. And then the 4A championship, the Brookstone Cougars, who were able to get by Strong Rock Christian Academy in two games on Friday as they took down the defending GIAA champions. And Brookstone is in the championship where they will take on the overall number one seed, First Presbyterian Day. That will take place at 7 o'clock at night. And Thrift Barringer is on the call for the GIAA.TV. And I let him know that I'm available to help him out on the broadcast for the Brookstone game at 7. I do have a work conflict. I won't be able to do any of the earlier games on GIAA.TV. But I'm willing to help out as a color commentator for Brookstone First Presbyterian Day, which I have a lot of knowledge about Brookstone because we have live streamed at least 5 games on Georgia Alabama Sports Live. We started with the Border Wars. We have live streamed Brookstone Columbus, Brookstone Calvary, Brookstone Pacelli. We have live streamed a lot of Brookstone games, and we are hoping that Brookstone can close it out. I mean, baseball has been great here in the Fountain City, and we've already got 2 champions trying to go for the third, trying to also go for a fourth, because Central is taking on Bob Jones May the 14th, 3 o'clock in Oxford at that Chocolaca Park that they built for the Chocolaca Monsters. How about that? Central in the championship for the third season in a row. Coach A.J. Kehoe has got just an incredible team. You got the 2 top teams in the nation battling for the championship. And then the 6A championship, Hillcrest of Tuscaloosa is taking on Hartzell May the 16th at 12 o'clock Eastern at Chocolaca Park. The 5A championship is going to be taking place today at Jacksonville State University between Alexandria and Mobile Christian. First pitch, 5 o'clock Eastern. The 4A championship is American Christian Academy taking on Corner. And those games will be 2 p.m. Wednesday, May the 15th at Chocolaca Park in Oxford, Alabama. The 3A championship will take place May the 13th. And first pitch is at 2 o'clock. It's the first of the games at Jacksonville State University. Westbrook Christian taking on Thomasville. The 2A championship will take place at noon at Chocolaca Park on May the 15th between Mars Hill Bible and Arterton. And then finally, the 1A championship will take place on May the 15th at 2 p.m. at Chocolaca Park in Oxford. It is Sweetwater taking on Summerton Christian. And that's it. The baseball championships will be wrapped up by this week, and that will close out the calendar year for high school sports. And I've just been blessed and have had a privilege to be a part of it for Georgia Alabama Sports Live. Cannot wait till next year, but it's going to feel like we're going to have a little bit of a break in the summertime, and we're going to try to continue interviewing coaches and having our preview shows, getting ready for high school football, and not just high school football. I think that I've made strides as not only an on-air talent, but as a producer, as I was able to produce that entire baseball game with Calvary and the King's Academy by myself, able to operate the camera, go into the transition breaks, put up graphics. I feel like I can do that for softball, and so I would love to live stream more high school softball games in the fall for the GHSA for Georgia Alabama Sports Live. We did the one game last year. We did Northside Harris County, and obviously that was a great game, but we've got some other softball teams that I would love to cover and give them the coverage because, you know, softball kind of takes a back burner, especially with high school football going on. But we still have some incredible softball teams to showcase in the Chattahoochee Valley for the fall coming up this year. All right, we've got some awards to be recognized from the Chattahoochee Valley Sports Hall of Fame. As every year, they have their spring awards. And so we are going to talk about baseball. They divided up 7A through 4A and then private through 3A. They have first team and second team. So let's break down the baseball teams. The first team, starting with 4A through 7A, from the Central Red Devils, Landon Beaver, Sam Brown, and Emery Yawn. Javion Windham from Northside, Brandon McCrane from Smith Station, Pierce Prophet from Harris County, Sincere Ford and John Rowland from Shaw, Holden Dean and Connor Britton from Russell County, and we also have Andrew Malstaff from Harris County and Cam Norton, also from Central. Second team, Kaysen Page from Central, Hunter Whippert, and Brantley Rothrock, all from the Central Red Devils. From the Hardaway Hawks, Renee Rodriguez and Tristan Jackson. And then you got three players from Harris County, Dijon Elder, Holden Hayjack, Brennan Horton. For Smith Station, Brody Dixon and Bryson Shepard, Colton Armstrong for Russell County, and also Seth Erickson from Russell County. So congratulations to the first and second teams for 7A through 4A. Now from the private schools up to 3A, the first team from Brookstone, Mercer Hudson, Cole Stansel, and Taft Middleton. Congratulations to the first team for the Brookstone Cougars. For Pacelli, Omar Kimbrough, and Walker Hilton. The Carver Tigers, Deshaun Bryant gets first team honors. For Calvary, Bailey Thorne and Cam Hudson. For Glenwood, Mason McCrane, Tyler Sykes, and Levi Pender. And for the Columbus Blue Devils, Jack Brown. Second team from Pacelli, Ben Green and Thomas Sims. For Brookstone, Madden Dismuke and Taylor Hancock. Torres James from Chatco. We didn't get a chance to see Chatco in Georgia Alabama Sports Live. Joe Dozer got a chance to see him from Spencer, taking on Kendrick earlier in the regular season. From Calvary, Bryson Brooks and Tommy Irving. From Glenwood, Carter Judah. And then from the Columbus Blue Devils, Colin Cates and Michael Nodelman. And from Jordan, Cade Evans, making the second team honor. So congratulations to all the players who got the spring awards presented by the Chattahoochee Valley Sports Hall of Fame, the all Chattahoochee Valley team, first and second team for 7A through 4A, and then from 3A to all the private schools. All right, it's time for my two-a-days. And I'm going to feature Chatco and Callaway. Now, Chatco's got a new head coach, Bruce Figgins, the former Georgia tight end. He was an assistant at Pacelli. He is also an assistant for the Columbus Lions. I think a new era in Chatco Panthers football is going to be built. And even though they went 1-9 and they lost a lot of seniors, they're getting Jalen Horton back. He is going to be a talented wide receiver who's going to be a playmaker for the Chattahoochee County Panthers. And, you know, they just need to rebuild. From 1-9, all they need to do is go up. And so here's a look at the schedule as they open against the Jordan Red Jackets on August the 30th. And then they have a huge home game after a bye, September the 13th against Schley County. That is one of those games that I think that we need to be live streaming that on Georgia Alabama Sports Live. And then on September the 27th, Marion County comes to Chattahoochee County High School. And then they will travel on October the 4th to take on Central at Talbotton. And then at home against Taylor County. And then finally at home against Southwest Georgia STEM Charter out of Shelman. And I don't know if this is a full schedule. In fact, I'm looking at the schedule right now. I'm only seeing six games. So the schedule is not finalized, but Chatco looking to have a bounce back season. Now let's talk about the Callaway Cavaliers. Because when you think of success, when you think of championship teams in the Chattahoochee Valley, you got to put the Callaway Cavaliers up there with the likes of Carver and Central. You look at the players in the last 10 years that have gone on to the NFL, players like Terry Godwin, who played for Georgia, and then he went on to play for the Carolina Panthers. Tank Bigsby, who went on to play at Auburn, and now he is a running back for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Pete Wiggins has built a powerhouse. And even though Callaway, they went 9-3 last year, 6-0 in the region, they lost in the quarterfinals, but they should have been 10-2. They made a statement. The beginning of the season, they flat out beat Cedartown, the team that went to the 4A championship the year before. They avenged that loss and then found out that they had to forfeit that win because they had four ineligible players. You really hate seeing that, but Callaway, they did lose to Fitzgerald in the quarterfinals. I mean, this was a team that won the state championship in 2021. They go to the Final Four in 2022 and another quarterfinal appearance. This is really what Callaway does just about every year. So why don't we look at the schedule for the upcoming 2024 season? First of all, I want to say it's absolutely shocking that they are not playing Troup County or LaGrange. But here's a look at the schedule. They are taking on Cass in the Corky Kell Classic on August the 16th. After a bye, they will go to Bulldog Stadium to take on Opelika once again. They played Opelika in 21 and 2022 and then took the year off. But they are back at Bulldog Stadium, and this is a rivalry game. August the 30th, it always goes down to the wire, and looking forward to that game. September the 6th, back at home taking on Cook. And Cook is out of Edel, Georgia. That is a non-region game. Another non-region game in Decatur on September the 12th, taking on Columbia. Back at Callaway Stadium, taking on Redan on September the 19th. They're going to Zebulon on September the 27th, taking on Pike County. And then they travel to Macon to take on Westside on October the 3rd. And then on October the 11th, they are back in Macon, taking on Rutland. Back at Callaway Stadium on October the 25th, taking on Jackson. And then closing out the regular season on November the 1st, taking on Morgan County. So no Troup County, no LaGrange in the schedule, no Heard County. I mean, there's a lot of tradition here. I mean, you have the Pulpwood Classic that's gone away. You've got your rivalry with Troup County that's not on the schedule. I mean, it's a new era in Callaway football. All right, my two-a-days will continue throughout the week. Tomorrow I will have Harris County and Auburn. So you don't want to miss it. All right, time for another break. When we come back, we got Braves Mets to talk about, NHL playoffs, Major League Soccer, UFL, big showdowns, and we also got the WNBA opening night this Tuesday night. You don't want to go anywhere. It is the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live, and we will be right back.
This is the show, and we're not going to change it.
Wishbone Fried Chicken is back in a brand new location, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A here in Noonan. Same great taste, the best chicken around, fish dinners. Open Monday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Dine in, take out. It's Wishbone Fried Chicken, right next door to their former location, bringing you the best chicken around. So great. Wishbone Fried Chicken, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A, here in Noonan.
Hey, sports fans, it's Rod Peterson here, host of The Rod Peterson Show, inviting you to join us daily for 2 hours of Atlanta's funnest sports talk right here on WQEE. I say fun because it is. You've never heard a show like it because we make the listeners a part of the show every day between noon and 2 p.m. Eastern. You'll hear plenty of the best sports talk, including the latest on the Falcons, the Braves, and more. And who knows, you might even hear you. That's the Rod Peterson Show, daily at noon, right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Hey, sports fans. Weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. Drive time. WQEE. Braves Country is a Southern sports talk show with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. That's Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. Weekdays, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Help protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick and can protect you all season. Second, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like flu. Cover your cough, stay home from work or school if you're sick, and wash your hands often. Third, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. These work best when started early. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu.
Back here on the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. Like I always do on Mondays, I don't have a guest because I got to go the full hour talking about sports. When you got all the local sports happening, that's actually wrapping up this week. And then we've got NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball. I'm going to start slowing down a little bit and having some best of shows this summer. I mean, it's going to be a very unusual summer. For the first time in 3 years, we will not have Columbus Chattahoots. I actually would get on this podcast and talk about Chattahoots. We also have the Columbus Lions. Their next home game is May the 25th. I mean, I thought they were supposed to play against the Cedar Rapids Kings on the 10th. It looked like that game got postponed. Well, let's get back to the national coverage for sports because this is a local and national show. I already talked about the NBA playoffs. I'm going to talk a little bit about the NHL playoffs. The Florida Panthers. The team that went to the Stanley Cup Final last season, they took it to the Boston Bruins 3-2 to take a 3-1 series lead. The Boston Bruins have never come back from a 3-1 deficit in the NHL. But that doesn't mean that they are not inspired by another Boston team that came back from a 3-0 deficit. And I'm talking about the Boston Red Sox in 04. But you can never count out a team with a hot goaltender. But this was a demoralizing loss for the Boston Bruins. There was just a disputed tying goal that led to the Florida Panthers ended up getting the win. Vancouver ends up beating Edmonton 4-3 to take a 2-1 series lead in that series. And here's what's on the slate today. The New York Rangers trying to close out the Carolina Hurricanes in the Garden to try to reach the Eastern Conference Finals. The Dallas Stars, the overall number one seed in the Western Conference Finals, they have a 2-1 series lead against the Colorado Avalanche. Last week when I talked about the four cities that could possibly win an NBA title and a Stanley Cup, it looks like Colorado and Boston are teams that are in jeopardy. I actually think Dallas and New York look like they have a shot. I mean, if I'm going to pick right now, it's looking like the Dallas Stars and the Dallas Mavericks probably have the best shot, but this has never happened in the history of sports. The city would just shut down. If a city won an NBA championship and a Stanley Cup, I mean, are we talking back-to-back parades? Would they have a double parade? I mean, this would be something that the city has never really prepared for, and this has never happened at all. So, all right, the Atlanta Braves, they did lose to the New York Mets 4-3 last night as the Mets, they got to their bullpen. AJ Minter takes the loss. The Braves were going into the ninth with a 3-2 lead. They were trying to sweep the Mets on the road in Queens, and that two-run homer by Nimmo, Brandon Nimmo, able to rip the hearts out of Braves fans. And look, the Braves had a great weekend leading up, and it was their pitching. It was Chris Sale. It was Max Fried. You know, Max Fried almost had a no-hitter on Saturday. It was combined a no-hitter that was broken up in the ninth. Looking at the Atlanta Braves, still two back of the Phillies, but the Atlanta Braves could have swept the Mets, and they just could not finish in that ninth inning. Well, they're hosting the Chicago Cubs for a three-game series, Truist Park, today, 7:20 p.m., as they are taking on one of the top teams in the NL Central. And we expect a lot of Cubs fans there. Absolutely. Right now, the leading home run leader for the Atlanta Braves is Marcell Ozuna. I think that Marcell Ozuna is going to make the All-Star team this year. He has been having a phenomenal year. And the Braves are trying to weather the storm. They've got to get great pitching performances from Chris Sale and Max Fried. And they need to pitch like aces coming from this point on throughout the regular season. One baseball note, the overall number one draft pick in the 2023 MLB amateur draft made his major league debut over the weekend. Paul Skenes, the talented pitcher from LSU, who is famously dating LSU gymnast Olivia Dunn. I mean, he is starting to become a celebrity. This is the biggest pitching prospect since Steven Strasburg, and he pitches four innings, seven strikeouts, and he had at least 19 pitches that were over 100 miles an hour. He pitched 84 pitches, and he gave up three runs. And you got to remember, he was the overall number one pick from last year. I know going to college helps you and get developed. If you're a college baseball player, you don't develop in the minor leagues as slow as somebody that, you know, is a lot younger that is drafted out of high school. Sometimes you stay in the minor leagues for 2-3 years because you got to go up through single A, double A, triple A. But Paul Skenes right on track. And let's hope that he has a good long career as a pitcher. I mean, we've seen pitchers flame out in the past like Mark Pryor and even Steven Strasburg. He had a lot of injuries, and I mean, let's just hope that everything goes well with Paul Skenes. And, you know, the Pittsburgh Pirates have got to be excited that they got this incredible pitcher, and he is going to do well for him. All right, I'm excited because my San Jose Sharks, who have been snake-bitten when it comes to the last couple of years, they have been an absolute train wreck of a franchise for the last 10 years. I mean, since they went to the Stanley Cup final in 2016 and then they went to the Western Conference final in 2017, they haven't done anything. And let me tell you something, they got the overall number one pick in the NHL entry draft that will take place on June the 28th in Las Vegas. And there is a player played at Boston University that looks like he is going to be the top prospect, Macklin Celebrini. Start recognizing that name. He's only 17 years old, but he looks like he is going to have what Connor Bedard is at Edmonton. Look, the Sharks have had the overall number one pick before. They've had Pat Falloon. Patrick Marleau is another. I think he was the overall number two pick. But this has been the longest playoff drought in Sharks history. They've been a franchise since 1993, and they have gone to the playoffs just about every year. But the last couple of years, this has just been terrible if you're a Sharks fan. But they got something to celebrate. They got the overall number one pick, and that entry draft is about a month and a half away. All right, the UFL season is almost coming to a close, and it's been a success. I mean, the Birmingham Stallions really have been head and shoulders above everybody else, and they took on what I think is the second best team in the UFL. They beat the St. Louis Battlehawks in a very close game, 30-26. Saturday, the Arlington Renegades ended up defeating the Memphis Showboats, and then the Michigan Panthers ended up defeating the DC Defenders on Sunday. The San Antonio Brahmas edged out the Houston Roughnecks 15-12. So Birmingham still 7-0, but you got three teams behind them, and these are going to be the playoff teams. The Michigan Panthers, Birmingham, and Michigan have already clinched playoff berths. Over in the XFL division, St. Louis and San Antonio with a 5-2 record, pretty much close to clinching a playoff berth. You still have the DC Defenders that are still alive. Let's take a look at Week 8 as we got the Memphis Showboats taking on the Michigan Panthers and the Houston Roughnecks taking on the Birmingham Stallions. There's no playoff implications there because Michigan and Birmingham have already clinched. On Sunday, the DC Defenders are battling for their playoff lives, taking on the St. Louis Battlehawks. And then the San Antonio Brahmas taking on the Arlington Renegades. So we pretty much know who the four teams are going to be in the inaugural UFL playoffs. All right, it's time to take another break. And when we come back, I will close out the show. You don't want to go anywhere. It's the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. And we will be right back.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
When you really need something to get you through a long graduation ceremony, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are there to give you a thrill. With varieties like Trolley Sour Bursting Crawlers, the worms' soft and chewy texture, surprising flavor combinations, and neon bright colors will give everyone a reason to celebrate. So when you want to notch the festivities up a couple degrees, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are the perfect way for everyone to celebrate. Shop now for any trolley that crawls your way.
This is Austin Black, and I am the host of Behind the Tunes. Have you ever wondered about the stories behind your favorite songs and the journeys of those that sing them? Well, each week, we invite you to go behind the tunes and step into the stories behind your favorite Christian artists that shape the landscape of today's music.
Welcome back to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. Atlanta United was in action over the weekend. They ended up losing to DC United 3-2. And Atlanta United, I mean, they still have a very good fan base. You still have over 40,000 fans at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But they have kind of lost some of their lackluster. This used to be a team. When they won the MLS Cup in 2018, they went to the Eastern Conference Finals in 2019, and then COVID happened, and they ended up falling off a cliff. Joseph Martinez goes to Inter Miami, and I'm trying to see if Atlanta United, who made the playoffs last year, by the way, you know, Thiago Almada, he played in a World Cup, but Georgios Gikamakis, the other superstar, and I'm thinking they need to switch goaltenders. Brad Guzan is getting up there in age. And I think that they need to try to get some more young players. I like the way Atlanta United 2 develops players like Christian Bello and Brooks Lennon. I mean, they've had some good players. But right now, the face of the league is Inter Miami. Inter Miami right now has got the best record in the Eastern Conference. They are head and shoulders above everybody else in the MLS. And then Real Salt Lake has got the best record in the Western Conference. So Atlanta United's next match, right now they are 3-3-5 on the season. They will face FC Cincinnati this Wednesday on the 15th. They did, by the way, play Charlotte, and they won in the round of 32 for the U.S. Open Cup, and they will take on Charleston in the round of 16. That's going to happen on May the 21st. Hey, Tuesday, opening night in the WNBA. I'm excited because for the first time since the WNBA has been in existence since 1997, that the casual sports fan is probably going to tune into the WNBA, not just because of Caitlin Clark, because of Angel Reese, because of Cameron Brink. I mean, they do have star power that has come, and it's not sitting well with veteran WNBA players. They do not like this, and you know, you just can't be jealous about new upcoming rising stars in the WNBA. The Indiana Fever will take on the Connecticut Sun Tuesday, ESPN2, 7:30, tip-off. Also is going to be on Disney Plus, as we'll get a chance to see Caitlin Clark, and she has already met expectations. And anytime you have a superstar like this that moves the needle, you are going to get more and more viewers. And the ticket prices are already up. They are moving these WNBA games to larger venues because this hype is real. I mean, it's coming. And even though I think Caitlin Clark is a very special player, I think that Angel Reese is just as marketable as Caitlin Clark. Because of her attitude, because of her swag. I mean, this is really a player that a lot of players can rally around, and she has been a popular player too, and I cannot wait. June 1st, when the Chicago Sky take on the Indiana Fever, that is going to be the most anticipated WNBA game, probably in the history of the sport. As it is the month of May, we've got NFL OTAs coming up. We've got NFL rookie camp. There's been some pretty impressive rookies so far, including Bo Nix. He's looked very accurate. He had Michael Penix Jr. for the Atlanta Falcons. He's looked impressive as well. Jaden Daniels for the Washington Commanders. But you really can't tell until they start putting on pads and they play a preseason game. We will probably get the best idea of how good Michael Penix Jr. will be when he is running that second team in the first Falcons preseason game. And it's going to be fun. We're going to be watching with anticipation because this is the future of the franchise. You're hoping that your backup quarterback is good, so when Kirk Cousins does retire, because he will, he's 36 years old, you got stability at quarterback for the future. And that's why the Falcons drafted him. Even though it didn't make sense on draft night, that's pretty much what happened. All right, we have flown by here in this show. I mean, when you go the full hour and you don't have a guest, I mean, there's so much sports to talk about. And now we are out of show. But I got to tell you, Mondays, I know it's tough. Everybody can just make it through. But as we start getting through the week, and I'll have some shows with Rip Barringer on Georgia Alabama Sports Live. We are not live streaming any more games on Georgia Alabama Sports Live for the school year. Although the GIAA.TV will have their baseball championships this week, and I might help out. These nights of going to games and live streaming games, that won't happen until high school football season in August. So enjoy your summer. This has been great. I'll continue producing shows and putting out that content out there, and we might have some interviews with some coaches. Would like to get more guests on the show now that I'll have time to possibly get some live shows in the evenings, but that will do it here. I want to thank Ryan O'Neill, the station manager at WQEE, for really believing in me and giving me this opportunity to fulfill a lifelong dream that started really when I was a little kid, and when I got into college for broadcasting, I just ran with it. All right, stay tuned for Braves Country Radio with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks.
That is coming up next here on WQEE. Hope everybody has a great rest of your day. Be safe out there, and we will see you next time. Bye, everybody.
Put one of those hash browns at the end, you know, like hash brown Team Cobra Kai or something. And then send it to the internet!
Hey everybody, this is Andy Christman. Join me this week for worship as I play 2 hours of the best in modern worship music from churches and worship leaders around the world. And this week, my special guest is Blake Goss of New Spring Worship.
See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do not perceive it. I'm making ways in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. For us, that scripture came alive because he did a new thing actually in an old place.
You don't want to miss a moment of this week's worship with me, your host, Andy Christman.
WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key, home of Southern sports and talk, Noonan, Sharpsburg, Franklin.
The Baxters have a new first book. From number one New York Times best-selling novelist Karen Kingsbury, author of life-changing fiction, comes The Baxters, a prequel. The heart-pounding story of Carrie Baxter's wedding. Amidst family tension and the worst storm Bloomington, Indiana has seen in a decade. The Baxters, by America's favorite inspirational storyteller, Karen Kingsbury. Visit KarenKingsbury.com for more information. The Baxters, available now wherever books are sold.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Calvary Sonoy Fellowship is an expository Bible teaching church where we study the Word of God line by line and we apply it life by life. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock on WQEE and we look forward to having you join us. Our church offices are located in Sonoy, Georgia, 6855 East Highway 16, Suite 102, Sonoy, Georgia. If you'd like to call us, our number is 770-755-8243. Or you can reach me, I'm Pastor Bob, at bob@calvarysonoy.org. S-E-N-O-I-A. You also can go to our website at www.calvarysonoy.org. You can reach our YouTube channel there as well as our Facebook page. Join us at 10 o'clock right here on WQEE.
You've been listening to another episode of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. You can catch an episode daily on WQEE 99.1 FM The Key Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. This is a podcast that covers local sports to the Chattahoochee Valley. If you would like to catch a replay of the show, you can download an episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.